Oh, we're just so there. So right back in the mix. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Sebastian Scales Show. Oh, man. Fun. Dude, fun. It's so... Things are too good now to want anything to be different in the past. It's like everything now feels so significant and purposeful, and every thread that, like, every moment of life is a thread in the threading of life that leads you to where you currently are. And in this moment, it just feels like the best. And I don't even have, like, so many of the things that I have as goals for myself. So many things that I want to do and achieve, I have not done. And yet I still feel like this is perfect. And why not? The only reason it wouldn't be perfect is if I interpreted it as something other than perfect. And equally, if I interpret it as perfect, it is perfect. Because we are the assigners of meaning. As humans, we are the ones that create the perceptions of everything. And it is very interesting starting to feel the impacts of perspective shifts. Shifting my perception of my current reality, what that seems to be doing to my external reality with these internal shifts. It's like there's so many things that I want, and yet I don't feel that I need any of it in order to feel okay right now. I have everything that I need. I have food and shelter and love and a podcast, podcasts, plural. I have so much. It's literally, I could go on and never run out of things to be grateful for. I could spend all day just sitting down, just being like, this chair is so sick. These clothes are so sick. I love that my heart works. I love that I can see through my eyes. Just infinite stuff. And for so long, I've been focused on a future reality that will alleviate me from the feelings of not feeling like I'm enough or have enough stuff. Trying to escape now, the feelings that I'm having now, with some sort of future thing that will make them go away. As if buying a purple Rolls Royce Phantom will alleviate feelings of not being enough internally. But that's what we're made to believe. It's how we're taught to think, to keep, I don't know, what is it? Just that, like, now is not enough. Maybe we're not, it's just, we, at some point along the lines, in the threads of life, it feels like I certainly picked up that belief that maybe not now isn't enough, but I am not enough now. And if I am not enough now, I won't be enough then. Because then only ever happens now. We never have the experience of then in the future or the past. We only have it now. So if I change my feelings in the now, I change my experience of then. Because then only exists now. So if I'm able to feel these feelings, the feelings that I think I'm going to achieve somewhere else, in some other time, in some other situation, if I can recognize that all of that is stemming from this moment, from what I'm feeling currently, then I get to dictate I get to dictate the threading. I get to thread what's going on with, you know, love-infused threads, whole enough-infused threads. I get to move into every situation. We all get to move into every situation with whatever feelings we would like to have internally about it. We don't have to wait for certain circumstances to present themselves in our reality in order to feel okay. Like, there's no requirement. And if we don't feel okay right now, we won't feel okay then. So, what a relief. What an amazing situation we've all found ourselves in. We all get to just completely dictate the flow of our entire reality with our thinking and feeling. That's so sweet. And it's also, it can be a bit scary because it's a lot of responsibility. Start feeling like, oh man, I really am responsible for my life, the unfolding of my life. But even if that's scary, that's not a reason to not consider it, not recognize that that's what's going on. Whether you're afraid of it or not, that's what's happening. I always feel like a little bit scared, sometimes a bit scared when I'm about to go on stage and do stand-up or post a video online. Like, I posted a video, a clip of the podcast yesterday, and it took me probably like 2 hours to try to think of a reality that me posting this doesn't bother anyone. My brain, like, the moment I was going to post, my brain started popping up all these different interpretations of, like, it's Sunday night, you better fucking not disturb people in their last moment of peace before work. just wild shit like that. Like, just, and really what it is my brain is just afraid. I'm about to do something that causes me to be seen and subject to judgment and all these things that I've experienced before, and it's always been okay. No one's ever attacked me for what I've posted on social media. People have gotten mad, but it's pretty rare. And it's just not something that needs to be a deterrent for you doing what you know you need to do. Yeah, after a while, I just recognized that each possible scenario that I quote-unquote solved, I'm like, oh, okay, well, they won't be mad at me for posting this because of this, then my brain would come up with something else. And it's and that kept happening, and it'll just keep happening until you change the beliefs about it. If I feel internally that I am safe and that no amount of judgment is going to cause me to, you know, no longer be loved by the people that love me or whatever it is that I'm afraid of, then I can move more freely through the experience, even in the presence of fear. I think fear generally goes, it's our thoughts about the situation that create the fear. So if we change our thoughts, we change the experience, and fear is no longer the present emotion. And even if it is, you can still do it anyway. Every time I'm about to get on stage and do stand-up, my heart rate is through the roof, even at open mics. And every time I do it, I feel amazing. Unless I bomb. That sucks. But even then, that's an essential part of the experience. And it's not something I need to be afraid of because there's no danger there other than the perception danger that I create in my head. But anyway, what was I trying to say? Oh yeah, regardless of what it is that you are wanting to do or pursue or whatever, like you can bring with you the internal feelings that you have. Does this make sense? I'm starting to think to myself, oh, I'm going to have to cut this out. Which is, and then I'm like, fuck, are you really, I really wanted to not cut stuff out anymore. Blah, everyone's mad at me. Panic. Or, like, how do I even know that me messing that up, quote unquote, like, it didn't make sense to me for a moment. And now I'm like, I gotta take that out because otherwise, ugh, I don't make perfect sense. I can't ensure that I make perfect sense no matter how much sense I make. I could have recorded this whole podcast and not for a moment have thought that it could possibly be misinterpreted. And it could be literally completely misinterpreted by everyone who listens. It's just not, no matter how much we try to control our external reality, we can't. But we can control our internal reality. And there, and now we're back. Yes. That was the point. The external reality is starting to adjust to my internal reality shifts, and I'm noticing it really clearly. Like this last week, 2 weekends ago, I was at a silent disco. Two of my friends were having a joint birthday party, and it was so cool, dude. By the way, if you haven't been to a silent disco, they're the best. It's literally, it's like being in your own world with a bunch of friends. Also, you just being able to pick the channel. So basically it's set up so there's three DJ booths and everyone has a headset and there's three different channels that you can choose from, one for each booth. And so they're playing, you know, a variety of different music. And then everyone sort of huddles around the booth that they like the music from and they'll, you know, bop around. And it's so cool, too, because it's, if you take the headphones off, it's pretty quiet. You know, we're not, it's not, there's no music playing. It's all in the headphones. So you could also just chat. Anyway, it's really fun. And it's also really, I was super cognizant of like, you know, if you have the music, if your headphones are on and the music is on super loudly, it like, it's really, it, you know, it's hard for me to not just totally just start belting, you know, just start singing, whatever it is. Like if Fall Out Boy is in the headphones, dude, I'm gonna scream the lyrics. And then you realize very quickly that the people that don't have their headphones on are just listening to you yell off pitch at the top of your lungs, sugar, we're going down. Which is fine. Also, no danger there. Even though in the moment when I first did it, I was like, people are going to think that I'm a bad singer. Fuck. Fuck. That's so embarrassing. Is it? Or is that just my perception of it? No, but and even if it's other people's perceptions, it doesn't have to be my perception. It's not a bad thing. I'm not harming anyone by singing the lyrics. Having a great time. And I'm not going to stop having a great time because of what I think other people may be thinking. And even if I get confirmation that they're thinking, God, he's really not a good singer. He's really making a fool of himself. I'm not going to shift my internal reality and stop having a brilliant time because of what somebody who's clearly not having a good time is doing. Thinking? It's amazing how much weight we put onto the opinions of others who, when we actually, if they were actually thinking what we think they're thinking, this negative thing, it's like, damn, that's not a great operating space to be in. Imagine going to a disco and just like hating on all the people that were singing. Like, who are these people? They're just imaginary people in my, it's like imaginary friends, but not friends. Imaginary judgmental friends. Everyone that I interacted there was having a great time. And everyone that I interacted with there was having a great time. Even there, I just repeated myself because I wasn't sure if what I said made total sense. Everything's fine. So, at the silent disco, and just having such positive vibes. And also, a funny note about it is like, there's moments where you're like, listening to a DJ really liking it and then they change the song and you're like, oh no. And the headphones light up to the color of the station that you're on. So it's either like green, blue, or red, depending on which station it is. So it's like funny to think about like DJs like changing the song and you like look out into the audience and see everybody like flip off of your station and leave. Realistically, would be totally fine. Just a funny thing to think about. I almost felt like, oh no, it's not. I really like what you're doing. It's just I also like this other stuff. I'll be back. It's all good. Yeah, just getting deep into the dynamics of silent discos. Sweet. So I was there with a bunch of friends, and there so many people were there, though. And a lot of people there I didn't know or like kind of knew a little bit. And when I was getting ready to leave, one of my friends said to me, I hadn't seen him in a while, and he was like, hey, make sure you say bye before you go. And immediately I was like, okay, I gotta say bye before I go. Like, even though it would have been fine, like, we're gonna be friends regardless of if I say bye. But I felt like I needed to do that. I've been trying to Irish exit more because I feel sometimes like I'm saying bye out of guilt or something. Like, I don't want you to think that I left because I wasn't having a good time. Just overthinking stuff, you know? And in reality, it's like, I'm gonna see all of you again soon. It's fine. But anyway, I decided to say bye. And as I was saying bye, it was just like everyone was, you know, I just end up saying bye to a bunch of people. And it was so interesting because, well, it started with this one goodbye. This guy, I've seen him probably 3 times in my life. Super nice, super cool dude. Only positive interactions with him. But I went to dap him up, say goodbye, and he was like, love you, dude. And I was like, hey, love you too. And it was just like, I just registered it for a moment. And I'm like all for, like, I love everybody. That's great. Hey, the more love, the better. And it was also interesting to be like, oh, this feels conventionally, you know, generally speaking, slightly out of place. Like, because we don't know each other on the level that you would normally associate with saying love you to somebody that's saying goodbye. But absolutely no resistance. Love you too, dude. And the reality is, I do love him. Not on the level that I love, you know, some other people, but I feel love for you. Why would I not? You're awesome. And I feel love internally. So that's what's going on. And so it just happened. And I sort of made a mental note. I was like, that's cool. Love you too. And then I went to say goodbye to, like, you know, a bunch more people. And it kept happening. Like, again, with people that, as far as I can remember, people that have never said I love you or love you to me before were saying love you. And dude, it probably happened 4 times. And then that was just with the people that I didn't know very well. After the second or third time, I was like, whoa, this is super significant. Something's happening here. I don't know what it is, but I love it. And I love all of you. But it was like, something shifted. And I didn't quite realize it at the time. But after I left, I was talking to Galen about it. And what I think is going on is, like, from a couple episodes ago when I was talking about talking to myself in the mirror and saying, you know, I love you, you're enough, I'm always safe. These reminders to the subconscious, right, when I wake up, that this is the reality that you can curate for yourself. And I feeling more of that love internally for myself and really allowing it to land. What it feels like is the external reality is now matching my internal reality. And this guy, Bashar, who highly recommend him. Check him out. He's a channeler, and he's just got some amazing stuff. He talks about how reality is a mirror, and when you if you look at a mirror and the mirror and you're frowning, you know, the mirror frowns back at you. But the way to get the mirror to stop frowning is not by yelling at the mirror or getting mad at the mirror. It's just to smile yourself, and the mirror adjusts. And so that's what it feels like is going on. It's like I'm really, really feeling and believing that I am loved, and I love myself, and I love who I'm around. I love my friends. It's just a really sort of deep, intense, constant, well, I mean, it fluctuates, but more than ever, it's there. It's just a whole lot of love, and it feels like that's what, those are the types of people that I'm bumping into. And also, people that I've known are like, you know, responding to me differently. And it just, it felt like such a clear confirmation that this is working. Like that, you know, our internal and external realities really are so, so similar. And if we want to change our external, all we have to do is smile into the mirror. If you want the mirror to smile. It just, it was so cool, dude. It was so, you know, because like I have, you know, it's one friend comes to mind in particular who like I always say, he's one of my oldest friends, and I always say I love him, and he's always like, yeah, man, sounds good. Yeah, for sure, dude. Or he'll say, yeah, me too. You know, and it's not, I'm not saying I love you to try to get any love back from him. I'm just saying I love you because I love you. And yet I am also aware, oh, he feels uncomfortable saying this back, or maybe he feels uncomfortable receiving it for any billion possible reasons why. It's all fine. But I've been aware of this kind of thing before because I say I love you so much to people. And so it was so interesting hearing people saying it to me. And first, and it was almost, it was like lovingly shocking and surprising to have that much love being spoken to me. And yeah, dude, I don't know. It felt very, very clear. And I think it probably, there's, you know, we're in the 3D realm of, you know, with, and there's time delays and vibrational delays. If you, like, you could stay, you could get up in the morning and tell yourself you love yourself in the mirror once, and I'm sure it would do something. But until you actually believe it and feel it and release the beliefs that tell you otherwise, and the feelings that are stored, suppressed feelings of unlovability. If you don't really believe it, then it's like you're telling the mirror that you're happy while frowning at the mirror. And the mirror's like, "What are you? I'm just frowning right back at you, dude." So what it felt like was confirmation that this is really how I've been feeling. And I, not that I needed it, I know that I've been feeling this way. I'm feeling it. But confirmation of sort of the impact of these internal shifts on the external. And that, the more linked the internal and the external become, the more the duality of it all dissolves. And it feels like I feel even more love for the external, even more connected with it and everyone. Because, you know, I am the external to everything and everyone that I perceive to be external. You know, like all these people that were saying they love me at the silent disco, though I am their external reality. And so if I'm both my internal and if I'm both the internal and external reality, what, you know, these are just words that we've slapped onto imaginary barriers that we've imagined between us and the external. But that's just a perception. That's just a lens. And you can change that lens anytime you want. And why not? Sometimes it feels like we've been thinking negatively for so long that it feels almost dangerous to stop thinking negatively, to stop considering all the ways things could go wrong. And a lot of us are addicted to these styles of thinking. So much so to the point where we are unaware of the fact that we're addicted to them. But like with any addiction, you can change it. There's no belief that you can't change. There's no feeling that you can't release. And you can believe anything about anything and feel anything about anything. Even if I was at that silent disco and somebody was like, fuck you, dude, I hate you, I can still have love in my being for that entire experience. There isn't a moment where my internal reality has to change as a result of some external thing happening. And that's like the responsibility element. You're responsible for how you want to feel, feeling how you want to feel. And it is so, so fun and powerful to really begin playing with that. Playing with the idea of what if we are connected way beyond the internal and external? What if it is the eternal? What if there's no internal or external? It's just the eternal. Yeah, dude, absolutely. And by the way, no, absolutely no problem with not thinking that too. It's not right or wrong. It's just what do you prefer? And the feelings associated with feeling like we are all eternal. We are all eternally linked, connected. We are the eternal, internal, and external of everything and nothing. The feelings associated are some of the best in my experience. You start really feeling like, oh yeah, wow, I am actually literally a part of the universe and by definition, a part of everything and everyone that is. Just because I have skin and there's like stuff inside of it and I have a brain and I have thoughts about things, like that doesn't mean that I'm actually not a part of everything that is. And thus, I am everyone. We all are. And everything. It's all one. It's the eternal. It's like your pinky finger is your pinky finger. It's different than your ring finger. But they're part of the same being. You can draw arbitrary boundaries between the two, and they can do different things, and they can mean different things. But it's all one. And it's interesting, too, because it's not so much a grasping or implementing of concepts, it's more like a dropping of concepts, a releasing of beliefs that tell us that we are different, that we are separate from everyone else, that we're separate from the universe. It's more like a dropping of everything. It's like you, if you like, because if you just didn't have any thoughts about any of this, if you just just had no thoughts, dude, that would just be your experience. You would just be experiencing what's happening in the universe right now as you. Totally unfiltered, unprogrammed, unrestricted experience. You know, even having like a few moments in my life where I've really fully, what felt like, came out of thought. Yeah, I it's hard to put a word on it because it is thoughtless, but connection would be pretty close, I think. Connection with more than who we think we are. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's been... Oh, dude, it's so fun. And just thinking, too, like how this is a pretty recent experiment, you know, just in the last probably couple of months, maybe less. I've been talking to myself in the mirror. And it's obviously, it's not just that moment. It's that particular sequence of getting up and talking to myself in the mirror feels very... subconsciously shifting. It feels like it makes a big impact. But throughout the day, cultivating positive thought patterns. And just, again, like, dude, you can enter into a state of gratitude in any moment by being grateful for anything, including air. Like, dude, you can be grateful for air. So unless you are drowning, in which case it would probably be difficult to be grateful in that moment, but possible. You always have the option to be grateful for air, and therefore you have the option to be grateful in every moment. Which, as you experience more gratitude, you begin to realize how good gratitude feels. And, you know, then you're stepping into the space of having enough. And you feel how you want to feel now without having to wait for particular circumstances to appear, like the purple Rolls Royce Phantom. And then, dude, literally like everything exudes from you then. The vibration of having what you want is what you already are experiencing. So then you're not dependent on anything else to feel the way that you think you want to feel. You're already feeling it. And then mirror-wise, the external matches up with you. Or you match up with the external. I don't know. It's just both. It's the same thing. The eternal matches with the eternal. You get into the vibration of being enough and being loved. And it's like the external has no choice but to love you. Because it's what you are. It's what you're feeling. And similarly, if you're feeling like I hate myself or whatever, that's probably what you'll be bumping into is people who feel similarly. So, yeah, it's just been a tremendous confirmation that, you know, the better I feel, the more I continue to experience better feelings. And I don't think there's any limit to this. I don't think we run into, I don't think there's a limit on love. I think probably of all the things, love is limitless. It's not even a thing. But as we've talked about on this podcast before, like in the Rainbow episode, wow, I haven't even thought to do that before. I mean, I guess I did earlier. What am I talking about? I already just referenced another episode before. But in the Rainbow episode, love is the energy. It's infinite. It's an infinite well of love that you can keep going deeper and deeper into. And the more you go into that well, the more everyone benefits. Like, nobody suffers from you telling yourself that you love yourself. It's pure positive vibrational influence on the universe and yourself. And it's interesting too, because it feels so backwards from, like, you know, you gotta grind, you gotta do, you gotta rah, you know, you gotta force this stuff to get what you want. But what you want is the feelings associated with what the thing that you want will bring. And so if you really want, like, the fastest way to get what you want is to feel what it is that you're wanting to feel then. Feel it now. And if you don't feel that now, you're definitively concluding that it's not in your existence right now. I do not have what I want. So as long as you feel that way, that experience will perpetuate until forever, until you change it. And yeah, dude, it's so cool too, like, the how, you know, I'm saying I love myself, and that's really the core cultivation. And yet loving yourself ripples out into all these other streams of positive feelings. You know, it's like, I feel like I am enough. I feel like, you know, I can't make a mistake. I feel like I'm okay, even though literally yesterday I was running into a situation of bumping into a familiar sequence where I'm starting to worry about what people are going to think about what I post. But then I did it and it was fine. And it's just continuing to move through these spaces of resistant emotion, allow them, recognize, you know, that I'm loved no matter what I post. Because that's what I'm feeling. And I don't need confirmation from anyone else. I don't need anyone to tell me that I'm loved in order for me to know that I am. It's lovely when people say that they love me, but I'm not dependent on any external love in order to feel love. Yeah, dude. Oh, it's so good. I think I wrote something about this very similarly earlier. Yeah. What was it? Oh, yes. It's true for you. And the power is in knowing it's true for you and not needing anyone else to think that it's true in order for it to be true for you. That might be a little bit too wordy, but you don't need anyone else to believe that it's true in order for it to be true for you. Like, even if the whole world didn't love me, I still have the ability to love myself and feel love. And that is a superpower that we all have. And it just, it literally, it's so just the tip of the iceberg. You know, like, I've been like, it's just such a recent experiment that feels like it's having a monumental shift on my experience and internally and externally and eternally in all the ways. Loving yourself benefits everything and everyone. And it's just like, we're just getting started, dude. I had a dream last night about, like, having to take a test in, I think it was high school or something, and not knowing the answers. And then, you know, like, just subconscious lingering emotion from unprocessed things. And I was saying to myself in the mirror this morning, like, you never have to take another test again. You never have to answer a question you don't want to. And I think it's way deeper than just, you know, the paranoia of getting questions wrong in class. I think it's all related to the trial and, you know, having to answer these questions that I didn't want to answer, and, you know, the abuse that, you know, kids suffer at having to speak on the stand about whatever it is that they've gone through. But I, you know, I think it's tied into that, and being paranoid about getting questions wrong, and what does that mean in terms of, you know, convictions and not convictions, and are people going to be mad at me? All this stuff. And I was just saying to myself in the mirror this morning, I wrote it down. Here's what it was. I never have to answer a question again. I don't want to answer ever again. I never have to take a test ever again. I never have to justify myself or explain myself ever again. I never have to stop feeling love ever again. I am loved forever. I feel love forever. I am abundant forever. I am safe forever. I am forever. And just thinking about, okay, dude, cool. So like, if people are saying that they love me now, people that I don't really know, who I would not ever have expected to say that they love me, they love me. What's going to happen? Like, think of the external shifts as we change all of the beliefs. The internal and external shifts as we release all of the beliefs that are fear-based. All the beliefs that keep us small and fucking, you know, feeling like we need to tiptoe through reality. Feels like everything is just opening up. And just, it's so fun, dude. It's so fun, and it's so exciting, and it feels so good, and it just keeps feeling better. And I'm gonna do this weekly. Every single week I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna stick to it because it feels good and it's fun. And I'm feeling more and more comfortable just putting out unedited things. And that's what I think is really helpful for, you know, cultivating trust and creativity. And so thank you for being here and being in sharing reality with me. And for, you know, it's just... I'm just so stoked. I'm so stoked to be doing this podcast and to have you here for it. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love myself. I love every atom. I love every space. I love every molecule. I love every being. I love air, man. Shout out to air for making this all possible. Shout out to the molecules of existence that we are. And continue to be, whether or not we are aware of it. We just are it. It's pretty sweet. Fuck yeah. See you guys in the next episode. Peace. Yoo-hoo-hoo! Ah, it's so fun. Play a little outro music. I said Fall Out Boy because I have been just absolutely cranking Fall Out Boy lately. And if I can connect, this might be too long of an exit. Why do I? I don't know that. Everything's fine. Everything's always fine, dude. Oh, here we go. Wake on a sinking ship in the world outside of my front door. That gets all my being done. I can learn to pity. I just gotta play the very end of it.